Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
She was evil. She was pure evil.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. There are a lot of bad bosses out there. Perhaps you've even worked for some of them.
Some doozies. I used to work in advertising, so you get a lot of really strong personalities, a lot of, like, big, you know, visionary dreamers.
They were never wrong. So no matter what you said or did, they would be, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
So today, what happens if you're right and your manager is the one who's wrong? And you think maybe, just maybe, you're smarter than your boss.
You can't change your boss. You can't make your boss smarter. You can't make your boss more competent. But you can change your perspective on the situation.
This is Amy Gallo, an editor for the Harvard Business Review. She says the first step in dealing with the boss who seems like he's not very bright is humility.
If you think you're smarter than your boss, if you think you've got more know-how, really be honest with yourself. Chances are that you have some skills that he doesn't, but there are probably some skills that he has that you don't. So maybe he couldn't, you know, write the code for the website, but he can manage the developers who need to get that done. You need to think about what it is you can respect about this person, because there is always something you can learn from someone. I mean, the chances are there's something he has done that you haven't done before, or he's thought about a problem in a way that you haven't. And so it's your job as his direct report to unearth that expertise or unearth that experience that you can learn from. Focus on what's positive about that boss, not what's bothering you.
You got to accentuate the positive, mind it to negative.
All right, that sounds optimistic and idealistic.
Now, I'll be honest, there are those bosses where there's nothing to learn.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, there are those situations where you have a boss who really is just an idiot. Let me go through some very specific concrete steps. You, along with all of your coworkers, have identified that you have a dumb boss. What do you do in that situation? Like, specific things you can do if you're in a situation where you don't want to actually leave the job that you're in?
Well, first of all, don't think about leading a coup. You may talk about this with your trusted colleagues. You may vent about it, but trying to take that boss out could be really misguided. You have to remember your boss has a lot of power over you, and he or she got to where they are for a reason. So they likely have the respect of people higher up in the organization. You're actually much better off just doing a good job, and in some cases, even helping your boss to be better at her job. There's no reason with any boss not to be generous. And if in most organizations, if your boss is successful, you're going to be successful. And there's other resources in the organization. It's as important as your relationship with your boss is, it's not the only relationship you should have in an organization. So you go to other people, perhaps his peers, or just another person you respect in the organization. You don't go and say, hey, my boss is an idiot, will you mentor me? But you say, I'd like to learn more about how you do this certain thing. Can we have coffee?
So basically, and I think of a recent example of someone saying to me, I just don't feel like I'm learning in the job that I'm in. I'm looking to make a change. The editor that I work with, I don't feel like is giving me the attention that I need. Is that a situation where when I was talking to her, I was saying, well, then maybe you might want to look for another job, or is maybe the advice you need to find other people within the organization who can give you that kind of support?
I think it's the latter. You really do need to find people who can give you what you need, and it's on you. Yes, you might have a bad boss, but if you're going to just complain about it, you know, blame that person for you not being able to do your job, you're not going to end up in a good place. And finding another job, if the situation is untenable and your boss is a jerk and is really standing in your way, that might be a viable option, but it's incredibly difficult to do and comes with a lot of costs. So you're much better off taking matters into your own hands, finding people you can learn from, and dealing with the situation.
If you don't have a lot of respect for your boss, you don't think they're very smart, and maybe you're struggling to find some of these resources you're talking about in an organization, when do you know it might be time to actually leave?
I think if you're not learning anything from your boss. You've made good efforts to try to learn from other people in the organization, and you're trying to do your job, but again, your boss is standing in your way, then it might be time to see what other options are out there. There's never any harm in putting out feelers and seeing if there are other organizations that might be a better fit for you. But keep in mind that, you know, putting feelers out may not return a lot of leads, in which case you're going to have to figure out how to deal with the situation. I don't think anyone should stay in a job where they're unhappy or they're being mistreated or they're not developing. But the reality is that sometimes there aren't other jobs out there. So you need to be realistic about what you'll be able to get.
If my boss is listening right now, this podcast has nothing to do with you.
Same for my boss.
Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
His last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
Amy Gallo is an editor at the Harvard Business Review. So what kind of bad boss are you dealing with these days? Tell us how you cope. Send a tweet to us, at MoneyTalking, or better yet, record a voice memo on your smartphone and then email it to moneytalking@wnyc.org. Our team here at WNYC includes Julia Longoria, Merritt Jacob, and me, Charlie Herman. Special thanks to Amy Poftek at the Harvard Business Review. And you've been listening to Money Talking from WNYC.
Oh, listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive. And gather round the chillin' if you're willing.